T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So you can argue this back and forth. Is having a bag of pot for your own personal use a problem? You know, it's illegal, right? In most places, it's illegal. But a lot of prosecutors in Virginia have decided, apparently, that they're just not going to prosecute it anymore. Can they do that? Well, Vaughn Jones is a former prosecutor and now Richmond criminal defense attorney, and he joins us to talk through this. I'm seeing these stories beginning to bubble up. This one by Ned Oliver, saying that in Norfolk especially, we got a little bit of a showdown here where the prosecutor there has said, I'm just not going to go after, at least not fully, individuals who are arrested with pot on them. And the judge is saying, now, wait a minute, you don't get to decide which laws you enforce. You can judge whether you've got, certain charges, but you don't get to make that decision. What do you think, Vaughn?
Well, it's fascinating for anyone who's ever taken a seventh grade civics class, because this is the classic example of separation of power.
Uh-huh.
It's what they taught us. Now, if you've gone to law school and you practice in the courtroom, it's even more interesting, because the prosecutors are very clearly part of the executive branch. They have pretty close to unfettered discretion of what types of cases they wish to prosecute. And the code's pretty clear that they've got discretion on what they want to do when they're going with class 1, 2, and 3 misdemeanors. The thing that really intrigues me as a practicing criminal defense attorney is I think the average citizen would be astounded at the huge percentage of courtroom time that is taken up with just these frontline, low-level, small amounts of possession of marijuana cases. It's astounding.
Well, walk me through, as somebody who's not in the courtroom on a regular basis, even as a reporter these days, what happens? I assume we're not just walking up to some 18-year-old on the street and finding pot on them. There's got to be some reason that the cops discover that they have marijuana on them, right? I mean, so isn't there another crime involved generally, or am I making that up?
Not always another crime involved, but in my opinion, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, opened up a huge can of worms when they came out with laws that very clearly said that if the police smell the odor of marijuana on a traffic stop, they're given permission to search the vehicle. And, you know, I don't know what the percentages are, but if you stop a car on the side of the road on the highway in Virginia, there's a pretty good chance you're going to smell some marijuana in it nowadays. The police go searching, and a lot of times they find it.
So your assertion is you think this is a practical matter for a lot of these prosecutors more than them taking a political or moral stance. We shall not prosecute something that's so minuscule in our opinion.
I think it's both. I think it's both. I think at least with the Norfolk Commonwealth's attorney, he very clearly took a look at the disparate nature of the racial breakdown for these marijuana arrests. I think if you look at the statistics, you have a jurisdiction with 10% African Americans, and then you have almost 40% of the marijuana arrests are were African Americans. And aside from the practical effect of not wanting to clog up the courts and his prosecutor's time with these cases, he's saying that politically, he's taking a stand as well.
So what is the other solution to that? Could he not sit down with the police and say, you know, instead of just hanging out in front of Granby High School in Norfolk, I'm going to go sit out in front of, and I'm just making this up, Norfolk Academy, and we're gonna see if we smell marijuana there. You know, a school that I would assume they normally aren't called to on a regular basis. I don't want to get into the detail, you know, impugn anybody there, but you know what I'm saying.
I do, and with humility, I'd say if I had the answer to racial profiling, I might be doing something else, you know, sitting on a yacht somewhere as opposed to talking to you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's a lot more complex than that. This is one way he's addressing it, but I think if you really want to go towards the police with any type of suppression prophylactic effect, what you tell them is, I'm not going to bring these cases to court, so stop trying to pursue these types of charges.
Mm-hmm. So what's the solution here? This goes to the Virginia Supreme Court, and they hash it out, especially if the sitting judges in Norfolk and another community say we do not accept, we will not accept the charges being dropped or any plea deals. Is that where this winds up? Or does it go to the General Assembly and they have to make it very clear what they want?
Well, I think the first stop is going to be the Virginia Supreme Court. It looks like the Norfolk Commonwealth attorney has asked the Virginia Supreme Court to step in. I mean, there's a gridlock between him and the judges that he has to go to work with every day. So he's wanting to kind of resolve this. The General Assembly's had a couple of different shots. Every year, it seems like somebody brings up some level of decriminalization effort, and it just never gets too far.
Mm-hmm. But that would indicate to me, not being an attorney and not being a prosecutor, that by default, they have made their judgment that this is still a criminal situation and you've got to go after it.
The General Assembly is clear. Those are the laws. But the vote, to the extent that the voters are speaking, the voters also have a voice, not directly with the judges, because we don't vote for judges here in Virginia.
But the prosecutor.
Exactly. That's an elected official. And if the voters are happy or unhappy with him, he's not going to be taking any stances in a couple of years.
Well, I am glad to see that it's on the radar screen. I mean, it's an important ideological debate to have, because I can't imagine that it's going to be an isolated circumstance. You know, today we're talking about pot. Next, we could be talking about something else. So Vaughn Jones, a former prosecutor, Richmond criminal defense attorney, appreciate your perspective on it. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Great talking to you.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.